O'Rourke, Dems have to be absolutely ruthless about getting back in power. By Pam Key on July 20, 2025. Sunday on CNN's State of the Union, former Representative Beto O'Rourke, DTX, said Democrats have to be absolutely ruthless about getting back in power. Host Jake Tapper said, the Texas legislature, run by Republicans, their special session begins tomorrow. Democrats say they're going to use whatever means necessary they can to block this redistricting effort, but Democrats are in the minority, as you know. Realistically, what are the Democratic options to block this? O'Rourke said, Donald Trump's policies, whether it's the big, beautiful bill that's going to take nearly 2 million Texans off of Medicaid or transfer nearly $1 trillion of wealth to the richest 1% at the expense of working families. His policies are deeply unpopular. He doesn't want to face accountability from the voters. And he's worried about keeping his very slim majority in Congress. So he's trying to pick up 5 seats through this redistricting process in Texas. Now to your question about how we fight back, there are a number of things that we can do. 1. The Democratic state legislators can deny their Republican colleagues a quorum to be able to move forward on this. He added, there's more that we can do. Governor Gavin Newsom in California has talked about a redistricting in his state. I think it's time that we match fire with fire. I think Democrats in the past too often have been more concerned with being right than being in power. And we've seen the Republicans only care about being in power regardless of what is right. Tapper said, so you support the Newsom effort because California right now has an independent commission that does districts in as fair a way as possible and nonpartisan way as possible. You're saying Democrats should, even though you don't approve of it, Democrats should do it, too? O'Rourke said, we have to get serious. We have to be absolutely ruthless about getting back in power. So, yes, in California, in Illinois, in New York, wherever we have the trifecta of power, we have to use that to its absolute extent. And then the last thing, this may end up biting Republicans in the you have the possibility that they will disperse Republican voters to make up these 3 or 4 or 5 new congressional districts and put those districts in play. So in Texas, we've got to get out there and register and meet the voters who are going to decide the outcomes in these next elections. If they're successful with this redistricting, our group powered by people is doing this right now on the ground. We can't wait for 2026. We've got to do the work right now in 2025. Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.